This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound mean, but it's actually true. AB's face is causing problems with her best friend's wedding.
Oh, boy.
What?
It's true. We're commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. Explain how your face is causing problems with this wedding you're standing up in.
Yeah. So I'm the maid of honor in my friend Elizabeth's wedding, and I was on a walk with Elizabeth, and then our friend Molly, who's the other maid of honor, we're like co-maid of honors in this. We're on this walk the other day. And Elizabeth starts talking about there's certain bridesmaids in the bridal party who I'm nervous about them doing their own makeup. And she's like hiring someone to do her makeup. And she's like, you know, they can also, you can pay to have them do all the bridesmaids' makeup too. And she like named a name too. So I know she wasn't, I was nervous she was talking about me. But she named somebody else. I was like, okay, so she's not talking about me. I'm fine.
Oh, she said one of the other bridesmaids.
Yeah, she said one of the other bridesmaids.
So she was like, hey, I might pay to get their makeup done professionally because some of these bridesmaids, they don't know how to do their makeup.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, is that about me? And then she name dropped someone else that sent the major
try and cover it up a little bit. So I was like, okay, I'm safe, whatever. And the thing about my makeup is like, I don't do a bad job doing my makeup. I just don't really know what I'm doing and I don't put a lot on. So that's why I was kind of like, is she talking about me? I don't know. So a couple days later, she sends a text out to all the bridesmaids saying, hey, if you want to get your makeup professionally done, it's $150. Let me know by this date. And I didn't text her. And then like a couple minutes later, she texts me individually. Are you getting your makeup done?
I pulled you off the group chat. Like,
yeah.
Are you one of the people that were
and
chosen?
I was like, I wasn't planning on it. Like $150 is a lot.
That's what you said back?
Yeah, I said that. And I was like, I was thinking my sister can help me because she knows what she's doing. And she was just kind of like, okay, cool, whatever. 10 minutes later, I get a text from Molly saying, hey, if you don't want to pay to get your makeup professionally done, I can help you.
Is this like another bridesmaid?
Ooh. Another like, person
so you think
texting
the group chat. Like,
so I'm like, they were talking about me to my face that somebody doesn't know how to do their makeup. And now they're talking about me behind my back. She doesn't know how to do her makeup.
So they were politely saying, you suck at makeup.
Yes.
And you need help.
Yes.
Like professionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty locked in on this at this point. We all think that AB is the one they were talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't know that I'm catching on. I think they think they're being smart about it.
They're being as nice as they could be.
Right. They're not being sneaky.
They're not being catty and they're not like... And I know these girls. They're not like behind your back being like, man.
This is a polite way of saying you need help.
Right.
I'll be the direct one who says it.
Some people just aren't makeup people.
Sometimes you need a direct friend.
And wedding makeup is different than normal makeup.
And I think that's it. It's you don't wear a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that you look like the rest of the group when you do your makeup.
Look,
and I think that
I know
it's
makeup,
not a mean thing.
Clearly, you need help. I'll speak for the bride. I am clearly a makeup guy. And you need...
My thing is, like, I'm nervous
about... You want me to do it? I'll do it for you.
First of all,
$120.
$150 is a lot.
Say $120.
Yeah, I'm on discount.
$150 is a lot. So I already was like, I don't know. And then I've never gotten my makeup professionally done.
Oh,
and like,
no, that's scary.
Bridesmaids don't get a trial run like the bride does. So they just come in and they do your makeup and they leave. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, what if it looks so bad because like nobody's really seen me with this much makeup on?
Oh, so you are nervous about actually doing it professionally?
Yeah. Because, like, if I really wanted to get it done, I'd pay for it and whatever. But I'm like, what if it looks bad? And then I end up having to take it all off and, like, do it myself anyway.
Can you do a trial run? Like, is that an option?
You could, but you have to pay for that, too.
Oh, there's, like, a cheaper trial run version?
I will say...
Okay. Because you've done your makeup professionally, right, Hannah?
I've done it multiple times.
You like it, though, right?
Not every time.
Oh, really?
I've taken it off before. I don't like when they do my eyebrows really dark. And it's just like, it's different. You look different. Mm-hmm. Like, as someone who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, when all of a sudden you have, you know, lip liner on and concealer.
Yeah, like,
and
I don't want it to look caked on my face. And, like, I don't want to not look like myself.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, in a weird place where I'm like, well, I'm nervous to get it done and I don't want to have to pay for it. But also, they want me to.
But also, you don't want to be, like Kevin said, like, if you're standing next to Elizabeth, who's, like, full beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to have. Right.
Yeah.
Close to nothing on.
Well, I think
they always say it's the bride's day, but I do feel like you need to be comfortable in your own skin. So if you don't like the makeup, you should just be you. And I think your friend's gonna not care. I would assume like, I don't care.
Everybody else has their stuff fully done? That's what I'm nervous about.
That's when you call Kevin and I, and we'll come do your makeup for you for $120.
I don't really know what to suggest.
I think we got a couple of options. Either a GoFundMe for AB to afford the makeup.
GoFundMe for my face.
Or you rotate. Everybody on the show gets a shot at AB's face.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
No.
That's what we should do. We each do your makeup and then we let Elizabeth choose which one did it the best.
Exactly.
And then be like, Elizabeth, do you want to?
She would love that.
Yeah. And or she can then pay for it.
Right.
Like, you know what? If you're going to have the show do it. Yeah. Actually, I got you your $150. I'm getting married. I'll pay for your person to do your makeup. I've seen what these people did. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.